Mr. Robb has been one of our most active trade ministers in recent years. And as you rightly said, he has really championed the move towards bilateral free trade agreements. And over the time that he's been trade minister, he's overseen the completion of negotiations for the China free trade agreement, the Japan free trade agreement, the Korean free trade agreement, and of course the Trans-Pacific Partnership. And in terms of India, he's been very active in supporting the negotiation of our FICA agreement, which is our equivalent free trade agreement for India. And I think that that will continue to go on even after he retires, because he's created a lot of enthusiasm and a lot of energy and momentum behind his work in this area. We are still very confident that the free trade agreement, the FICA agreement for India, will be successfully concluded. There are a number of negotiators who are participating very closely in the dialogues that are going on. So obviously the minister has been a big champion of all of this, but behind the scenes there are a number of officials on both sides who have been doing a lot of detailed work to make sure that we can still progress the discussions and bring them to a successful conclusion.
Ms. Watkinson, my next question was that how important has Mr. Robb's contribution been to the Australian economy in terms of getting those FTAs through? Because there's so many technicalities and a lot of work goes into actually getting them to the final stage.
And that's absolutely true. And one of the features of Minister Robb has been his unending energy. He has been to India alone over five times in order to progress discussions, in order to show Australia's commitment to the free trade agreement and to the broader strengthening of the bilateral relationship. And it's this kind of commitment to actually travel into the marketplace to meet senior business and government leaders in order to progress these discussions firsthand that has been a real key to the success of the free trade agreements and indeed the speed at which they have been concluded.
Just one more question, Ms. Watkinson, that Andrew Robb, I think, has mentioned on several occasions that, you know, India and Australia has a lot of potential, given that Indian market is growing and the trade is still quite low, relatively speaking. Do you think that his announcement might have an impact on the rate at which India-Australia trade relations were moving, or you think that that's not going to change?
No, I think there will be a very long-lasting legacy from all the work that Minister Robb has done. So in January last year, we had 450 Australian companies coming to India as part of the Australian Business Week in India. And we've already set in place a commitment to do that again at the beginning of 2017. So all of these initiatives will continue to go on. And indeed, in this last intervening period, we've seen more than 25 delegations come from Australia to India to pursue those trade opportunities. And just today, we have Minister Goyal in town, the Indian Minister for Coal, for Power, for New and Renewable Energy. And the commitment by both sides to these kind of high-level visits and the business delegations that they're bringing with him is a sign that this energy in the relationship will continue to build and continue to grow, because there is a lot of untapped opportunity for Australia and for India to do more business together.
Given that the growth rate in China has dipped, how seriously is Australia looking at expanding its business with India? Is it really pursuing it aggressively, or is it still going at the same pace as before, given the slightly changed economic scenario globally speaking?
Well, China continues to be a very important partner for Australia, and I don't think that is ever going to change. But at the same time, what we have seen over the last two or three years is a very strong increase in interest from the Australian and the Indian business communities in exploring what they can do together. And I have to say, from the Australian Trade Commission perspective, we have seen a much stronger increase in Australian companies looking at the market in India and trying to understand better how they can come and enter the market and expand their business operations there. And we've also seen a very strong level of Indian business engagement coming into Australia, both to invest in Australia across areas such as our ICT and life sciences sector, increasingly in these innovation areas as well as in the traditional areas of resources. And I think that that will continue to grow because we have a very strong mutual understanding. We work together very well. We have very good people-to-people links with over 500,000 Indians already living in Australia and Indians being the fastest growing migrant population here in Australia. And of course, on top of that, we have a large student community here, which is continuing to grow. So there are many reasons why at the people-to-people level, at the business-to-business level, and at the government-to-government level, we can be optimistic that these linkages will bring about more opportunity for us to create economic opportunities for both sides.
And one last question, Ms. Watkinson. Any anecdote of Mr. Andrew Robb with regards to India? Like, he's been to India several times. Anything you would like to share that he shared about India?
I think one of the things that Minister Robb is best known for is that he is a very personable minister, and he's always been very happy to try new things. So I think one of my lasting memories of him is during the Vibrant Gujarat forum that was taking place, where he participated in some Indian dancing, and much to the surprise of his political advisors, he took off his shoes, he got up on stage, and he joined some of the local dancing there. And that's, I think, a real kind of sign of who he is. And he's brought a lot of energy and a lot of engagement to our business relationship with India. And he'll certainly be very much missed when he does retire.
Ms. Nicola Watkinson, thank you so much for coming on the show.
You're most welcome. Thank you.